"Just go home without me," he cried to them and mocked them. They ran thither and stuck their sticks into the mouse hole, but it was all lost labour. Thumbling crept still farther in, and as it soon became quite dark, they were forced to go home with their vexation and their empty purses. When Thumbling saw that they were gone, he crept back out of the subterranean passage. "It is so dangerous to walk on the ground in the dark," said he. "How easily a neck or leg is broken." Fortunately, he knocked against an empty snail shell. "Thank you, God," said he. "In that I can pass the night in safety," and got into it. Not long afterwards, when he was just going to sleep, he heard two men go by, and one of them was saying, "How shall we contrive to get hold of the rich pastor's silver and gold?"
"I could tell you that," cried Thumbling, interrupting them.
"What was that?" said one of the thieves in a fright.
"I heard someone speaking."
They stood still, listening, and Thumbling spoke again and said,
"Take me with you. I'll help you."
"But where are you?"
"Just look on the ground and observe from where my voice comes.